Hi, Max Clark. Let's talk about real high-speed internet access for your office. I'm going to figure out, let's see where to start with this one. Okay, so you have a building and you want to have a network connection to that building. You have to get a wire to that building. So maybe you can do wireless too. I'm not going to get too technical with this, but you can do fixed wireless. You can do LTE, you can do satellite, yada, yada, yada. But let's just say you want real fast stuff. You want 10 gig or 100 gig service to your office. And, or it could be a warehouse. It could be a shipping and receiving facility. It could be, I mean, building. You got a building you want to have really fast internet access in for your purposes. And normally people buy internet access from the phone company or the cable company or maybe a CLEC. CLECs are competitive local exchange carriers. They're authorized by state PUCs to offer service. So they purchase from and resell from the phone company or the cable company, as well as constructing their own wire and putting their own infrastructure in the ground or on telephone poles. The engineering brain is kind of firing off at me here for being not too specific and wrong sometimes. But we'll keep going with it. So you have the line that comes into your location. You hear this referred to as the loop, right? The line that comes into your location. And then you have the service that gets overlaid on top of that line. So now you can go out, you can go to market, and you can get a 1 gig circuit right now for, it's one of those, like, I'm old moments, but you can get a 1 gig circuit for not a lot of money. As you start scaling up from 1 gig, you start talking about increments, 2.5 gig, 5 gig, 10 gig, circuit starts getting more expensive. Now, mind you, in many cases, the cost of the loop, because that wire doesn't act, the fiber optic cable doesn't change, it's just the equipment that changes, and it's a price list. You want more speed, so we can charge you more money kind of thing starts to kick in. As you scale up from 1 gig to 10 gig, or from 10 gig to then 100 gig, the cost of that circuit as internet gets very expensive. It's very expensive to purchase high-speed internet connections over a certain rate that's like that every enterprise buying it rate. At your own location, especially now you want diversity. You need to have diverse entrances, diverse medium, diverse companies. And by the way, you can go and you can buy from the phone company or you can buy from two different CLEC aggregator kind of companies and think that you have redundancy and you don't have redundancy. That's another video, go look for it. So how do you do this? So one of my favorite tips and tricks with this one, and one that we do with a lot of enterprises, is what we used to do when I owned a service provider. And that is, you find your closest carrier neutral data center facility. Carrier neutral is a perk, doesn't have to be carrier neutral. Find your closest data center to your location or locations. Get a minimal amount of data center space with them, co-location, quarter cabinet, third of a cabinet, half cabinet, full cabinet, whatever. You get to do lots of other stuff with the space as well, besides doing what I'm about to tell you. So size accordingly, but let's just say you get a quarter cabinet, redundant power, and you can put your routers and you can put some switches in there. What does this do for you? Well, now you get the ability to purchase bandwidth at a rate massively less money than what it costs to deliver to your location. You get service from your location to the data center with a local loop. Now, instead of buying IP transit, you buy IP transport. In the Metro Ethernet forum world, instead of buying E-line, you buy E-access. You buy point-to-point circuit. You buy switched Ethernet. You buy, most of this is trade terms, right? You buy a point-to-point. You buy some sort of connection between your location and your data center POP. Now you have a point of presence in the data center, you call it a POP, right? So from your location to the data center. What's cool about this is in the data center, you can purchase bandwidth on what's called a 95th percentile. So 95th percentile allows you to pay for bandwidth not based on your total speed that's allocated to you, but based on your actual consumption, not in terms of consumption of bytes transferred, but consumption based on throughput at a steady state. Now, what's incredible about 95th percentile is if you're in the data center business, it starts off, you get a sample every 5 minutes. And at the end of the month, the top fifth percentile is removed. The next number is what you get billed for. So if you take an average month, you're basically getting 30.41 hours of free traffic every month. So what's cool about that is if you have and by the way, your committed information rate, your CIR, is usually 10% of the total port speed. So a 10 gig circuit has a CIR of 1 gig. Now we're back to that number again, 1 gig, right? Now here's where this gets really fun, is you get 30 hours of free transfer. So you could run 10 gig for 30 hours a month and then go back down to a gig and you're still paying for 1 gig. For an enterprise with non-24-hour operations, your office is only staffed for 20 days a month. 8 to 10 hours a day. So you're already really low in terms of that total overall utilization. Maybe you have prolonged operations. You're running for 16, 18, 20 hours a day. Same thing. You're going to find that when you actually start modeling out your traffic, what your 95th percentile equivalency would be, it's way lower than you think it would be. So this is one of those, oh, we think we're gonna need 10 gig. That's great, you're gonna have 10 gig because you're getting circuits now that are 1 gig on 10 gig and you can pay for the utilization. So when we get into data centers, we start buying. Now you're in a competitive purchasing environment to buy your bandwidth. You're going to be able to purchase bandwidth from any of the network carriers that are in that data center. And depending on your data center, what market you're in, you could go from like maybe you've got a dozen to choose from to maybe you have 500 to choose from. So big data center interconnection locations, right? The biggest one is One Wilshire in Los Angeles. So now it's a CoreSite, owns the data center. 400 and some odd carriers, 11 Great Oaks in San Francisco, Seattle Weston Building, 350 East Cermak in Chicago, 56 Marietta in Atlanta, 60 Hudson in New York, 111 8th Avenue. Like there's aggregation points in every major city. And even if you're in tier two facilities, tier two markets are like, you're in a location that has population under 5 million people and doesn't have a football team, right? So even in those markets, you're going to find data centers, and those data centers are going to have diversity with different networks. So your architecture basically looks like, so I'm just going to use round numbers because it'll make this a little bit easier to understand. These numbers are not correct. Don't quote me on it. Don't give me hate mail. Don't nasty comments. Just go with me. If you were buying a 10 gig circuit at your location, at your office, and that 10 gig circuit cost $10,000 a month, you're going to be able to buy a 10 gig transport between your office and your data center POP for probably $1,500 a month. You're going to be able to co-locate for probably $1,000 to $1,500 a month. Okay, it depends how much size you need, how much power you need. Let's just say $1,000 a month. You're going to have to pay cross connects. This kind of comes into this thing. And you're going to be able to go out and you're going to buy IP transit. And depending on what network you're going to buy, you're going to be somewhere in the 70 cents per meg territory, let's call it, because you're not buying hundreds and hundreds of gigs of capacity. You're buying some quantity of gigs, and you're going to probably buy a really expensive carrier, and you're going to balance that off with a cheap carrier. So let's just call it a 70 cents per meg average. And you're going to buy two circuits, so two 1 gigs. So you're going to have contracts. This is where this gets really fun, for another $1,500. So what are you at there? You're at $5,000-ish for redundant 10 gigs on burstable circuits that'll scale to 10 gig with redundant 10 gig loops to your office. You've cut your costs in half. You've gone from $10,000 a month for one circuit to $5,000 a month for two circuits. Okay, so again, scaling up. You want redundancy, 10,000, 10,000, or 20,000. Now you can get the same thing for $5,000, okay? How do I know this works? Again, I did this. I owned a network services provider for 15 years. We did this all the time. Our core architecture as a service provider was just this. We had data centers that we put equipment in, and then we took and we bought transport circuits out to where our customers were located, and then we sold them service. You can do the same thing yourself. Go ahead and do it. Now, let's say you scale up and you start pushing some real traffic. So in today's world, that means that you need 100 gig circuits. The same thing applies. Instead of going out, we're doing 100 gig metros right now. Depending on the metro, you're call $3,000, $4,000 for 100 gig metro ring, right? It's crazy. And it's crazy because I'm old and I remember like these things in scale. But let's just call it $3,000 to $4,000 for a metro ring for 100 gig. And now you go to your data center again and you go to your carriers, your transit providers, and you're buying 10 gig on 100 gig circuits. Same math, your commitment ratio, usually 10% of the port speed. You're gonna pay even less per megabit because of the quantity that you're purchasing has gone up so much now, right? So every time you've gone up, your margins, basic stuff here. And your cost per meg has just dropped. And now you've got redundant 100 gig circuits. And then maybe for some reason, you need 400 gig. Go out and get 400 gig, right? So 400 gigs on the market today. 800 gigs coming pretty quickly. And then in a year or two, something even faster is coming down the pipe. The thing that's amazing about this is you're not paying the premium to have the bandwidth increment brought to your office. You're paying a metro network connection. You're co-locating in a data center and a POP. You're establishing your transit there, and you're going out and you're getting a very smoking fast internet connection for pennies on the dollar compared to the alternatives. Cable companies won't sell this to you. They won't tell you it exists. Your average, I mean, this isn't what they sell, right? Like, they're not in solutions engineering to try to build these solutions for you because they want to sell you the circuit. And if you haven't done it before, like, why would this exist? But if you're in a major market, if you're on a secondary market, you can build this kind of solution for your enterprise. And if you need and want real, like, much faster bandwidth than what you would get normally by calling the phone company or the cable company or an aggregator, reseller, CLEC, whatever they are near you. This is how you do it, and this is how you do it in the cheapest way possible. I'm Max Clark. I hope this helps you. If you have any questions, drop a comment below.